You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My favorite story ever was about 20 years ago when I had a hankering for toast one night. I was home alone. I was married at the time, my ex-wife, but we were married and she was out of town, and it was late one night and a snowstorm had begun. And I was like, I've just got a hankering. Sometimes you just want something, and it sounded good. And it was an icy storm. I should not have left the house, but I did. And I didn't even get out of my neighborhood. And I hit an ice patch and slid sideways, went off into this grassy area. There was nothing 100 yards before it. There was nothing 100 yards after it. In the middle of nowhere, one fire hydrant that they had placed there for future expansion. This is when I lived up in an area of Castle Rock called, Diamond Ridge. And Diamond Ridge didn't have a whole lot of houses at the time. And the one thing there in the middle of a 200-yard stretch of nothing is a fire hydrant, and my forerunner just went right over it. And it lodged. It got high-centered over this damaged fire hydrant. The water is shooting up through the baseboards of my forerunner.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon. Oh. And it is a snowy, icy, bitterly cold. And the fire department comes out and they were pissed.
Yeah.
Because they did not want to get out. And especially some idiot who has run over a fire hydrant, which,
by
the way, I should add, cut the water to half the neighborhood, too.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So,
I didn't want my neighbors knowing that was me.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. Anytime I'm back in town, if I ever end up at Diamond Ridge, I'll drive past that fire hydrant, which they had to rebuild, and I'll just give a little salute.
Hey there, old friend.
So if you've seen the cartoons where somebody knocks over a fire hydrant and the water shoots up like a geyser, and that really happened.
That was you.
That really happens. And then you...
I got stories for days, man. I think the biggie was we got rear-ended by the RTD bus... that was a New Year's Eve. We were going down to host at the Hyatt and had a car full of people, and we had to stop on 6th Avenue, and the bus driver didn't see everybody stopping and smashed into the back of our car. So we got hit there. I ran into the side of my parents' house because their driveway kind of goes up the side of the house, and I just got too close to the house and scraped it all the way down. And then two of my other favorites are Nicole's mom when she was backing her pickup truck into her driveway. She didn't notice her other car sitting in the driveway and proceeded to back right into that car and scrape it all the way down the side. And so she jacked up both vehicles. And then my favorite from my childhood is when my mom was backing out of the garage and for some reason the garage door came back down and landed on top of the vehicle. And that was before they had like pressure sensors in the garage doors, and it just stopped on the roof of the car and, you know, halfway down, and she didn't know what to do, so she went ahead and just put it in drive and pulled back into the garage, and it just was like a razor blade on top of her Ford Taurus at the time and scraped all the paint off the top of the brand new Ford Taurus. Like, I remember to this day, my dad was like, "What?" Full flip out dad mode, you know?
That's great.
So, yeah, can you beat those? We want your calls and texts this morning.
Here's our number, 303-691-1649. I want to do one at least before we go to break.
There's a ton coming in, so do it.
Let's take a call, Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Hello.
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 I'm the one who texted you yesterday about the boat.
Oh, that's right. You're on a boat.
It came off the hitch or something and rolled into your car, right?
And I believe you said you have multiple stories.
I do, yeah. In college, I was rear-ended by a police officer. and then he proceeded to let me go. He's like, "Are you okay? Is your car okay? All right, you can go." And I was like, "Wait.
Wait, who's writing you a ticket?
What's the ticket for this?" I was rear-ended by a beer truck. There was maybe an incident with the refrigerator in the garage.
Oh my gosh. I was rear-ended by somebody on a bicycle when we used to work downtown in the old Denver Post building next to the Capitol. I was cruising home out of work one day, and you know, again, having to hit the brakes on the road, and the cyclist behind me didn't see everybody braking, and thump, 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 right up against the back window of my little SUV I was driving, the guy was like up against the glass, and
again, like a cartoon.
You know, like a cartoon, and like down it. And I was like, you
Rebecca,
dork.
Have you ever considered that maybe you should get a driver?
Well, I have a 2-hour commute, one an hour in the morning, an hour at night. So
something's bound to happen then.
I can't afford that.
So you're saying law of averages, too.
10 hours a day on the road.
With a 2-hour commute, the law of averages is that you're going to have stories.
Some fender benders.
Rebecca, you are delightful. Thank you for calling. I got to read this one from Alex because it might be one of the funniest. He says, I was trying to flirt with this girl. She was trying to grab her backpack out of the trunk, and I was trying to be funny and move the car forward slowly, you know, to make her chase it. I forgot I had the car in reverse, and I backed up, and I hit her right in the face with the open trunk. He says, we did not end up dating.
Probably not. That's not a good first impression. Whoop.
Michelle's patiently holding. Hi, Michelle. What did you do?
Hi. Well, I had a really rough year with reverse in high school, and I backed out of my driveway and hit my sister's boyfriend's car.
Uh-oh.
And then about 2 months later, our garage door got stuck, and I backed into that. And then I worked at Dairy Queen, and I was trying to pay that off, and finally almost paid that off, and then it happened again.
Oh, no.
You backed into a garage door twice?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I almost ran away from home after the second.
I bet.
My mom is not going to, this is not going
to
fly.
You had to have been terrified every time you looked down and you had to put that vehicle into the R.
I was. And then I had a semi truck, actually, we were in a like traffic jam and it rolled back into me.
Oh,
and I had to go up and tell him he rolled into me. I was like, you rolled into me. And he's like, I don't see how that could have happened. I was like, well, I also have issues with reverse. I totally see how it happened.
Michelle, your insurance rates have to be so high.
That was a really, I'm 42 now.
Oh, so you're doing fine now?
She's got
nothing recently? All right, good.
You are delightful. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You too. Take care.
See you later.
Thank you for being on the show. Here's Kara. Kara, good morning. What happened?
Oh, good morning. First of all, hello. My son called in. We listen to you every morning. We love you both. But
thank you.
Stories. We were visiting my mom in northern Minnesota, and she needed some trees cut down on the property. And my husband, who's Colorado raised, like, I got that. And he took down a huge tree and it landed right on top of my grandparents' car and squished the top.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, it was so cringy. But then when I was in high school, I was backing out of my garage in my little two-door Neon and hit the snowplow and totally ripped my bumper off.
Oh.
But I had my music on so loud I didn't even know. And as I'm driving, people are bridling me, and I pulled over and I was dragging it. So, yeah, awesome.
Oh, my God. Your bumper!
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, are you from Minnesota originally?
Oh, yeah.
Because you sound like you've kind of grown out of the accent until you said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a little there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I go back, it comes out. But since I live in Colorado now, I try to say flag and bag and all that stuff.
You really, you said Colorado, too, so you're really focused on that one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, Kara.
Thank you so much, Kara. Have a great
weekend.
Okay? Have a good day. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Jay Lynn says, I may or may not have hit a headstone on a tiny dirt path in a cemetery.
Oh, no. What do you do in that situation?
I know. Ken says, a poorly built garage shelf collapsed and all the heavy stuff on the shelf fell on my car. I was parked in the garage. Oh, that sucks.
God.
That's a bad one.
Here's Peter on the phone. Peter, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hold on just a second. Are you on a speakerphone? Hey, let me get Josh. Josh, talk to Peter, will you please? Get him in a good spot with his phone. Boy, this is coming in hot and heavy. On my very first solo drive, says Natalie, which was 30 minutes after I got my driver's license, a 95-year-old woman T-boned me and she got her license taken away. So you got a 16-year-old slamming into a 95-year-old.
That's funny. Here's one from Lisa. My 22-year-old son was dropping off his date at her parents' house and had his foot on the brake, and they had their first kiss. His foot came off, and he hit the house.
Oh, that's great.
He got all excited. Woo-hoo-hoo. There's somebody that hit a pigeon.
I like Lisa's last line about that story, though.
Yeah, they have
a
story.
She goes, they'll have a great story to tell if they stay together.
Yeah.
She's sending that in from Arizona, listening down.
Hey, look
AZ.
At that. I saw somebody else was texting from New York a few minutes ago, too.
Yeah, there was a New York City one.
Canyon City.
I hit a pigeon right after going through a car wash, and it exploded feathers. It wasn't like it sped up while crossing the road. I had to go through the car wash again. Okay, well, that's worse for the pigeon.
That is.
Than it is for you, Corin.
Beth hit a plastic gas can that fell off a truck going down I-70, blew out the tires, and bent the rims. Couple months later, I slid in the snow going around a roundabout and bent the same rim up. Anna,
you know,
says,
there's another story of yours that you didn't tell.
Oh, when I backed the truck in.
Yeah, the fence.
No, that's so embarrassing, though.
Tell it.
Well, I was backing up. I was driving like an F-250 at the time, and you open the door a little bit, and you stick your head out the door to see where you're backing, and I didn't notice there was a fence pole there, and the door hooked on the fence pole as I was backing up and just took the door and bent it all the way around in the wrong direction. I'm an idiot. Michelle says she had a hedge that hadn't been trimmed in a while. I backed out of the driveway, and a branch sticking out from the hedge scratched up the side of the car and took my mirror off. LOL.
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 Romy is listening to a streaming down in Canyon City. She goes, my in-laws hit a hay bale.
That seems about right out there. Sure, sure. All right, Josh says Peter's good. If we want to go back to Peter real quick.
Let's try.
Peter.
Boy, better be worth this wait, Peter.
Come
That's
on,
all
Peter.
I got to say, man.
Well, hey, we were having dinner one night, and my son wanted to have crackers with his soup. So he wanted to run over to the store really quick. So he's a new driver. He hops in the car, drives over, gets $2.35 worth of Oyster crackers, comes back, and drives the car into the garage.
The worst thing
about it is he comes in, he goes to my wife and says, hey, I can come in. Oh, don't worry, I can fix it. You know, and he hits the front quarter panel.
Oh,
the quarter
panel
goes into the door, and he's like, oh, I can easily fix that for $200. And my wife and I are like, no, you're paying for this. And sure enough, he's like, oh, it's not going to cost $2,000.
How was the soup?
His Oyster crackers. The soup was good.
What kind of soup was it?
It was like clam chowder.
That's a good soup. You got to put the oyster crackers in that, definitely.
Peter, that's great. I wonder how many. So you got somebody with that damage trying to go get oyster crackers. Me, because I had a hankering for toast. I wonder how many of these stories started because somebody was hungry.
Yeah. Right.